the
yeah,
pyramid, the... what was a place on that they granted all her wishes.
Limerick was the place which, yes, where all of her wishes got granted. She was thought that Limerick was a magic county. Yes, so that's where we pick up the story again, just after the incredible horse race, and everything had finished exactly as the princess wanted it to finish, because she didn't actually want her own horses to win. She wanted the stallions to beat them, but not to beat them so badly that they would be demoralized or that they would be fed up or anything. And that's exactly what happened. In fact, all the horses were so tired and they were all so happy that they'd had a great race that they became great friends. And it was actually quite difficult for the princess to leave County Limerick. But she had to leave County Limerick, she knew. Because she knew that even though she had a great time with horses, and even though Limerick was a perfect place for horses, horses were not the thing that she wanted. She was actually looking for a rider. She had horses, so she had to move on. And the next place she would have to move on, she'd have to cross the River Shannon somehow. And it was a big, wide river. And that was going to be difficult. And she had to go into the next county on the way. And do you know what that county was called?
What?
It's a very extraordinary county, full of fairies, full of magic little creatures. It was called County Clare. And that's where we're going to go next in the story. But first of all, the princess has got to get across the river. And
why,
you know,
doesn't she swim a bit?
Well, that would be one way of crossing the river in Limerick. And you know, there are places in Limerick which, when the tide comes in, because the river is what's called tidal in Limerick. Do you know what tidal means?
Nope.
It means that the tide comes in all the way up the river.
Okay.
So the water in the river rises high. Now, some rivers, the water doesn't come in. The water just goes out to the sea. But in Limerick, the river is tidal until you get as far as Limerick. And then it turns around and goes back again. But do you know what we told? Do you remember what we said about the River Shannon? Is it a small little stream?
No.
How big is it?
So big.
So big, yeah. Is there any bigger river than the River Shannon in Ireland?
No.
Or in England?
No.
Or in Scotland?
No.
Or in Wales?
No.
Or on the Isle of Man?
No.
Or on the Isle of Wight?
No.
Exactly. You see? There is no bigger river. So the princess had to cross it. But there was a trick to crossing the river in Limerick. There was an island. There is an isle in Limerick.
Oh, yes? Is there an island in the middle of the lake? Because I was wondering if Crystal and the other ponies, without from Crystal, could jump.
Oh, yes. Yes, it would have been ever so easy for Crystal to have jumped. I mean, considering Crystal was able to jump
strong legs.
With incredibly strong legs in Loch Lane. In Killarney, she would easily have been able to jump across the island in Limerick. But the island in Limerick was also a very special place. It was a place that all the people who came to Limerick in those days used to go. In fact, all the bits of Limerick that you see today weren't even built then. Limerick was basically a place where people lived on an island. So the princess and the four horses set off, said goodbye to the stallions. The stallions made them promise that they'd come back once a year for a race another year. So the princess set off. She'd had some food, she'd had some water, she'd had some sleep. She was ready to go, and off she went to the island. Now, it was actually very easy to cross the island in Limerick. It wasn't all that big, and it was flat, and there were no mountains on it.
But
there was a river around it. But the thing about the island is that it was absolutely beautiful. You could see from standing in the middle of the island, you could see low hills in County Clare. We were heading for Cratlow Castle. And Cratlow Castle is a place that you've heard me talk about before, because when I used to tell you the stories about Rebel when I was a child, that's where it was. So they crossed across the island very easily. Some people came out to watch them. The princess and her four horses didn't talk to them because they were actually a little bit self-conscious and they were a bit nervous and a bit shy of what the people living on the island in Limerick were really like. But the people on the island waved to them and off they went, and they had to do hardly any jumping to get across onto the other bank of the River Shannon, and there they found themselves in County Clare. Now, Clare...
You didn't have to do any jumping?
Hardly any. It was just a small jump from the island to the other side of the river. In fact, there was even a little bit of County Limerick left on the other side of the river. But within a very short distance of travelling, they had arrived at the boundaries of Limerick and Clare, and they could see in front of them a castle called Cretlow Castle. And that's where they had their first bit of serious trouble in County Clare.
What?
Well, I'll tell you that in the next chapter. I will.